from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Callis, you had a little, there was a rumor that went around yesterday that Bednar, the Pirates, I think they reached out to the Orioles about potentially trading Bednar for one of their top prospects?
No, other way around. Other way around. So,
okay.
My source is Pony, by the way. We'll just get that out of the way now.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
But he posted on Twitter, and it got me thinking. He said the Pirates recently turned down a trade that would have sent David Bednar to the Orioles, and then they could have acquired a top prospect or another piece from them for him. And I know, I think their one closer's injured, Felix Bautista, so it would make some sense from that perspective. So I...
Would you do that?
I wouldn't want to because I have sentimental value for David Bednar. I think Crowley even touched on it a little bit yesterday. He said that the city would burn down, or the fans would burn down the city, figuratively, if that were to happen. But I got scared. That was my reaction when I read that, because the Pirates have, when they were good, if you remember, and they did this for a number of years before and after too. But they would have a closer that would sit for 2 or 3 years as the guy. It was Joel Hanrahan to Jason Grilley to Mark Melancon to Tony Watson to a guy I don't want to mention because he got in trouble with the law. And so they went back to back to back to back with all these guys, and eventually all these guys would get traded away after 2 years. Grilley got traded to the Angels in 2014, Melancon to the Nationals in 2016, Watson to the Dodgers in 2017. So... David Bednar's been here for a couple seasons now. It's like 2.5 now. It's going to be 3 when he completes the season, this season. And I hope they don't. And it's a new regime, so it's different there too. But yeah, it just got me worried. I'm like, are the Pirates still going to continue this shelf life approach that they have on closers, where they just try to maximize value and then develop the next guy?
I think
would be Holderman in this case.
I can't see that ever happening. And I think you kind of hit on it with the sentimental value of David Bednar.
I thought too, and that's why this post worries me. And I think it's just interesting to talk about, because I thought that Melancon was untouchable.
Mm-hmm. And then, yes.
Now, Grilley made a little more sense in 2014 because he was starting to drop off a bit. And I think that, you wanted to maximize his value before he became untradeable. And he was a free agent after that season too, so that one kind of made sense. Melancon was a free agent after that season. I think he pitched for the Nationals and then signed with the Giants. But he was still good enough, I think, that you could have kept him on. And the Pirates won 78 games that season, mm-hmm. So I think they still could have kept him on and wrote out that contract. Now, the value they got back was all right. But, yeah, I just worried because – how many years does Bednar have left? I don't know. Do you know that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
No, I don't know.
I probably should have looked that up before.
Maybe 2 years. What about Chapman? Do you think he's expendable? Do you think he should be traded?
See, I wouldn't do that either. Like, I think you're reaching... Now, again, when times are good, it's you have that perspective, and it's a long season. There's still most of the half of the year to go. Watching Chapman throw 103 against the Phillies tickled me in a way that I haven't been in a little while. when watching the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, and when you watch like the best case scenario, it's not just like, oh, this guy throws 97, he's got a nice, you know, mix of pitches and he's doing well here and not. Like, you've got the Cuban Missile, who when he's on, he's dotting 103 mile per hour fastballs and he has a slider to complement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get rid of that because I think that when you're playing at your best and he's playing at his best, the team is better overall.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a pitching staff that's real dominant. Now, the Pirates can't hit half the time. So that's another thing that you have to bargain with is, do we get rid of one of these pitchers to supplement the lineup?
And that's where I'm at.
It's a conundrum.
It's a conundrum. It is very, very difficult. But I think that you could figure out ways to work around the absence of Chapman in order to enhance the actual lineup and not have a bottom half of your lineup be, you know, under 200 batting averages. Like, you need hitters. You don't need pitchers. That's set. But could you be in a position where if you lose a pitcher, how much of a drop off would that be? And I'm sitting here thinking that it would be possibly a drop off, but not falling off the cliff. Like, you could figure that out better than you could figure out your hitting situation right now.
Well, who's your eighth inning guy if it's not Chapman? Because right now it's Holderman, Chapman, Bednar. You've got a nice three combo there. I mean, could Mlodzinski develop into a late inning guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right.
I'd agree with you there. Yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe it makes sense.
Right. Well, I mean, Nicholas, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's figured it out.
Right. I'm willing to explore those growing pains because I know that the front and the back are going to be solid. And then I can enhance my where my lineup is. And that is a big struggle right now. It's a big issue. So, that, I mean,
none of the guys throw 103 though. There is
You're right.
You know, I mean, are they more consistent? Maybe.
Yeah, I know. I see, and Crowley's on the same wavelength as you are, but I just think that if you can get something for Chapman, and that was probably your plan the whole time, was to trade him at the deadline.
But that's why the season is so interesting, though, too, because if you trade Chapman, what's the return, and is the return going to be worthy?
Well, it would have to be worthy.
Right.
It would have to be worth it.
Like, you've got to get a guy in your lineup and they can change the lineup.
That's the only way I would do it. If it was absolutely, just like you're saying, if it was absolutely for sure that I got the guy that we wanted, that we know that could change our lineup, that it was worth trading a huge integral piece to the puzzle of our team, then you do it. But not just for a hope and pray type situation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.